Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our LBB Challenge Call. I'm so glad that you have joined us and taken time out of your busy schedules to be on these calls and to learn about how you can build an amazing business. My name is Barb Walter, and I'm an Executive Silver Gift Director with Labella Baskets, and I have been here for almost 3.5 years now. I love being part of Labella Baskets. It is a fantastic company to work with. Mia and Janice have put together such an amazing business for all of us to be able to earn an income. It is a lot of fun. I get up every day and just love to do my business because there are so many different ways that we can grow our business. I have seen the growth myself. I mean, it's really possible, you guys. If you haven't seen it, just stay tuned because I know you will. You know, it does take work and patience, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight as far as how you can actually build your business. I have a lot of information to go over, so, you know, be sure to have a pen and paper handy just to write down some notes. And also remember that, you know, our call is recorded, so don't worry if you miss something. You can always go back and listen to the recorded call. It's okay. And for those people that haven't been able to get on the call tonight or come in late, you know, of course, that's, you know, another option you have as well. But we're going to talk about the three stages of your LBB business. You know, this is an important topic because if you are actually brand new to starting a business, as many people are, you might not understand the three phases of building a business. This call is going to help you to become aware of what it takes to make a dream become a reality and what it takes to grow a business. You know, I wish, honestly, that I would have known about these three stages when I started 3.5 years ago. It would have helped me tremendously, and probably my growth and everything I've done with my business, you know, I probably would have done much, much better with it, you know. So let's get started, okay? I know that we see so many things about people making money at home on the internet. You know, I'm sure you've seen those too. You know, some of those stories out there that you see, or some of those ads that say, you know, make $50,000 in your first month. You know, we'll build your business for you, so all you need to do is sign up. Right. So, you know, with all that hype out there, it's natural for many people to think that financial success should be achieved immediately. You know, of course, many of those things turn out to be big disappointments because we all know that anything worthwhile building takes time and energy. The potential of this business is very real, you guys. You can create a great residual income, which is something we can never get at a regular job. But the big departure from reality occurs in what some people think is required to create an income. The truth is, anyone that has ever created great incomes with any business remained focused and were patient, persistent, and positive. They didn't let anything or anyone stand in their way. Okay, you know, before we get to the actual three stages of the business, put your pens and paper down for a minute. We're going to do a reality check and just do a quick quiz. There's about, you know, maybe 18, 20 questions here. You don't need to write these down. You know, just think about the answers in your head, okay? Do you think you can create a great income without hard work? Do you think you can work this business a few hours a week to see full-time income? Do you think that people that are making income here just got lucky with good timing and not because of hard work? Do you think that you can create a great business, build great residual income, and never experience any disappointment? Do you think that your friends and family would immediately join in your endeavor? Do you think that there would be no learning curve in this business at all? Do you expect every person that you enroll into this business to be a self-starter and to be able to sustain his or own focus? Do you think you could actually do this business alone? Do you think that you can treat this business like a minor hobby but have it pay like a major business? Do you think that you can work this business sporadically but have it grow steadily? Do you think that you can merely play with your business but it would work for you, you know, just miraculously? Do you think you could build this business and never leave your comfort zone? Do you see serious residual income, but kind of forget that it takes a significant time and effort to build a solid residual income? Do you ever think you could make a small investment of effort in your business and reap huge return, revenues in return? Do you think that you can grow a business and not have to grow as a person? Do you think that no strain, no pain, and no gain only applied in weight rooms? Do you think that you could have success without sweat? And finally, do you think that you don't need to be tough to triumph? You know, how'd you guys do on this quiz? You know, personally, I know I flunked it. At least I did in the early months of building my own business. I was so green to the home business industry. You know, I was absolutely naive in my expectations of what it would actually take to grow my business to the point where it would actually generate me a great income every month. You know, in short, I initially failed to recognize two important things. Number one, to create a real solid income, it would take time and energy. As a matter of fact, this is true with any real business. Number two, the return I expected on my investment was much too small. You know, my dreams, my expectations and goals all needed to be significantly increased. The opportunity to participate in my business was bigger than I initially imagined. Maybe you're like me. You know, you're realizing that growing your business to significant levels of income is tougher and it takes more time than you initially expected. You know, maybe you're also like me that you didn't know that these three stages in building any business. You know, and also, you know, maybe once you know these three stages, you'll be free to settle in, accept reality, and work hard. Now, I said work hard, not hard work, okay? There is a difference between the two, okay? I just want you guys to know this because everything we have here that me and Janice have for us is not hard work, all right? It actually, you're just going to work hard and work smart. You know, by working diligently and consistently on the front end of your business, you can grow a large business that will yield an investment and return that literally can change your life on the back end. It's nice that we can work hard and build something for ourselves and our family, right? To me, you know, it's absolutely worth it. All right, let's get started. You know, we're going to go through these three steps. So this is where you kind of need your pen and paper again. Stage one, it's not worth it. Stage two, it's worth it. And stage three, wow, I actually made it. Life in stage one, you're attempting to grow your business and perhaps might have moments when you think it's not worth it. After all, you're putting in so much time and effort, but the money is just not coming. It's not growing. You're not getting those orders. You might be tempted to quit and throw in the towel. You know, what keeps the rest of the people going when they're in this stage? You know, people don't like or don't keep going into stage one because they're actually happy and satisfied. They keep going because they have a dream. They can see that it's working for other people, and they know it can work for them too. They can see that if they just keep moving forward, they too will still see great things around the other corner. They surround themselves with positive people. You know, for example, our Facebook group. You know, I talk about this. Many of you know that I do the training calls for you guys when you're new consultants. I talk about this Facebook group all the time. This is a fantastic way to get that support, you know, into your business and to help you out. You know, our group sustains everybody while they wait for their dreams to become that reality. The most common mistake that people make in stage one is to judge its effectiveness by linear income. They slip back to a bureaucratic time zone, and they start thinking like employees. Then, as previously noted, they begin to look for a direction, correlation with the amount of time worked and the income received. When they don't see a check commensurate with linear expectations, they check out. The only way to enjoy stage one and sustain your motivation in the present while waiting for the dollars to get serious in your future is you have to understand the power and genius of this business. You also have to understand the power of residual income and how it works. You also have to understand the power of leverage. You know, for example, a few days ago, Janice and Mia sent out an email from one of our team members, Julie Tucker. Now, Julie had been gone all day long, and when she came home, she had about 30 emails sitting in her inbox. She looked at these emails only to find out that these emails were all gift orders, but they weren't for people that she had on her list. These were actually from several of her consultants. So, you know, her check grew right away. Her team sold, you know, many, many gifts that day or that time period. And she said this is the highest check she's ever received. I mean, think about it. You know, Julie has been with Labella for several years. You know, she's not a top producer or a recruiter. You know, she's just been consistent with her business. You know, she's stuck with it. You know, she's had those ups and downs as well, just like all of us do. You know, but now she's got a great team, and she's making income from the work she has done months and years ago. Now, that's what we call leverage. Stage one is called sustained hard work and focus. Until this stuff is accepted, it is difficult to be patient with the growth of the business in stage one. Sure, stage one is work, and you can't lose focus. First, you're going to go through the learning curve. You have to study your website, back office, and training site. You have to find a marketing method that works for you and be persistent with it. If you're building a team, you're going to go through the building stages. You're going to learn how to lead a team, inspire, and motivate that team. Then sometimes people that join your business and sometimes people leave your business. You know, that's very discouraging a lot of times. But, you know, you got to know that just all part of the process. You know, sometimes you post or place ads and you're thinking, hey, I'm going to get lots of hits and sales, and then, boom, nothing happens. Then there's this focus. You need to be strong enough to schedule time for your business and not get easily sidetracked. You know, that's hard when you have a home business. You know, after all, we do work at home, and there's nobody watching over our shoulder, and we don't have to report to everyone. You know, it's so easy to turn that TV off and not work at all. It's so easy to be able to go and do those dishes and that laundry. But, you know, do you throw in the towel at that point? Absolutely not. This is the part of reality one, and there is no way to avoid it. Does anybody enjoy this part of the business? I don't think so. I didn't. I don't think anybody really does. You know, by the way, you can't skip stage one and go on to stage two and three. You know, there's no shortcuts here. You know, consultants go through these different stages at different speeds and different times, but they definitely go through them and not around them. Not one of the top income earners in this company was able to bypass any of these stages. No exceptions. So how do they get through stage one? They usually do two things, even if they're not consciously aware of it. Number one, they accept this as an unavoidable aspect of doing this business, and they get plugged into their upline and the company support group. They surround themselves with people that are going to the top and the people that are positive and encouraging. Number two, they stay focused and committed while pursuing stage two or three. You know, what I find sad about people that when they join this business is what they do when they get a taste of life in stage one. As soon as they experience any difficulties, any roadblocks, any brick walls, many of them quit or they go looking for that new deal. Those who go looking for that new and better, easier deals are chasing fool's gold. They live with the mythology that they're going to get something for nothing. You know, they just don't get it. Have you ever noticed when you go online that those never-ending opportunities specifically prey on those who have little knowledge of what it takes to grow a business. You know, people get brainwashed into believing that the next deal will allow them to bypass stage one. Like they're playing Monopoly, they keep waiting for something that says, you know, go straight to go and collect $200. It may happen in board games, but you know what? It rarely happens in the game of life. Lavella Baskets is a real business. It's not an invitation to play the lottery or the equivalent of a hot tip on a racehorse. If you're brand new to the business, you know, you have two choices. You can adapt or not adapt. The way I look at it is, what else do you have to do that's going on better than this? You know, the business is affordable. We get savings on all of our gifts. We get huge home office deductions. We can work hard and grow a nice residual income. We can give ourselves a raise anytime we like by moving up to the next level or enrolling more people into our business. We can surround ourselves with people that think big and that will encourage us and support our dream. You know, the option is that I can choose not to work the business and not build residual income and continue chasing the money. Then if I stop working, there is no money coming in. You know, I've actually made my choice. I'm going to go on to step two. But if I had known the things about these stages, it would have reduced my confusion and increased my resolve in those moments, which were less than exhilarating. You know, before we do go into step two, you know, here's some foundation principles of success. Number one, stay consistent and give it enough time. You know, I say this all the time, you guys. You know, and here's, you know, my mom used to say this too. You know, there's going to be days like this. How many times have we heard that from our mom? You know, stop fighting reality, accept it, and stay on track. You know, this is a marathon, not a sprint. You know, this is why a pack horse is better than a racehorse. Number two, success in this business is about tenacity than talent. Tenacity is when the quality displayed by someone who just won't quit, someone who's trying to reach their goal. So no matter what happens, just don't quit. Number three, measure time in your business like a pilot, hours logged. The one who shares more and most about the gifts and opportunity wins. Number four, stay in the resource state, get out of the problem state. Get excited about your future. Number five, surround yourself with positive people all the time. Join our Facebook group. There you're going to find lots of support and encouragement. You need that to keep you going through the first stage. Now we're going to go on to stage two, it's worth it. Those who grow their businesses consistently and effectively will reach stage two. This is the point where consultants begin to feel that the financial returns they are receiving have made all their work worthwhile. Their businesses are generating revenue at a level they find acceptable. The level of income may vary from consultant to consultant, but the rewards are similar. There's a growing sensation of confidence, momentum, and growth. Hope has become certainty now, and doubt has been replaced with increasing determination. The vision is bigger, the task is easier, and the work is more profitable and enjoyable. The feeling that you get from stage two is absolutely awesome. You start to dream again. There is only one caution that I want to give all of you in stage two. Don't slow down. I say that again, don't slow down. You know, many consultants begin to confuse early momentum with critical mass. They are not remotely related. Early momentum is still fragile, and it needs to be sustained, managed, and fueled. In any business, it is dangerous to ever assume that a point of critical mass has been achieved. Consultants who reach a new level of leadership are tempted to slow down and let their organization create growth and wealth for them. They begin to get into the management mode instead of continuing the same things that create their success. sticking with the basics of selling gifts and building a team. They forget the law of sowing and reaping. We start to sow more sparingly and then become perplexed when our harvest is not abundant. You know, I know this for a fact because I've made this mistake myself. You know, I got kind of caught up in that. So, you know, I'm just kind of giving you guys a good fair warning on it. You know, don't stop and don't slow down. Stage number three, I simply give everyone my respect and honor. These people are actually paid for their vision, courage, and stamina. They are paid for willing to do what others would not do. They're paid for staring down fear, ignoring fatigue, fighting loneliness, pushing through discouragement, and walking by faith. They are paid for putting their dreams, lives, and security on the line. And only those who have been there understand that being an entrepreneur is a high wire act without that safety net. They're modern day heroes who deserve everything that comes their way. We salute them. So here's your homework for tonight's LBB challenge. Post on Facebook or share with your enroller or team leader what stage are you in and what did you learn from these stages. Most importantly, we want to hear your commitment level and your goals and your dreams. You know, I know that all of you can do this. If I can do it, so can you. You know, thanks again for being here tonight, and have a great night, everyone, and a great week. Good night.